stay away from Drunod. He's a bad boy. He's a worst of the worst. He's a rapist. He's a pedo. He's a mafia kingpin. He's a drug dealer. He's just a fucking con man. He's a bogan. He's from Darren Park. All these things that people say about me. I don't lose from the haters at all. Alright, if you look over the years, my girlfriends get hotter and hotter because hot chicks like bad boys. Okay, that's fact. Hot chicks don't like nice guys, boring guys, guys that don't have any drama around them. Okay, just look at it. What's that guy, Ted Bundy, Al Bundy, whatever his name was? Ted Bundy, I think it was. Look at all the chicks that would go to his court hearings and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, with hot chicks. Love drama, okay? So if you know, you know. Now, when I say this stuff, instantly I lose a lot of people because they don't have the life experience to go, yeah, actually, that's pretty true, you know? And I didn't understand this stuff, you know, 5-10 years ago. Only when the drama came into my life did I notice the quality aesthetic of women that came into my life and would hit me in the DMs went right up. And I was like, damn, what's going on here? This is crazy. And it was crazy times, a lot of fun. But what I think about sometimes at night is staring at the ceiling. I think of all the people out there who lost because of the haters, because they believe what the haters say, right? I feel like the luckiest man in the world. There's not a single man in the world that I'd trade lifestyles with right now. Yes, I would love to have the fame of Zuckerberg to push the right message out there on social media, but in terms of lifestyle, responsibility, freedom, there's not a single person out there, okay? So that's how good I feel every day when I wake up in the morning. I get on social media, there's people out there ask me questions, how do I do this? You know, you're like a god to me, like a dad to me, like a brother to me, like you're like my compass, you're my lighthouse, Harley. What do I do in this situation? Every single fucking day. So I have that purpose every single day, go out there to help people, help the environment, help animals, and I have this sense of contribution that's like 10 out of 10 every single hour of the fucking day. So when the haters get on there, I have a 1 out of 10 response, 0.5 out of 10 response of like, eh, you know. But I almost have an 8 out of 10 response when I think of the people who miss out because they believe what the haters say. Alright? Let's use Natasha as an example. And if you've been watching me for the last 16 years on YouTube, or 5 years, or 10 years, you know what we're talking about here in terms of the people who have followed my protocols, either with weight loss, or with YouTube, or with career options, and look at them today, all right? And look at where the haters are today. And this is not me being like, eh, haters, like, I have love for the haters, all right? You cannot have fame without haters. Haters will drive your fame and your clout to next levels, okay? And if you're a man, they will drive the hot chicks to you, okay? Because if you're being talked about, that means you have status, all right? And hot chicks, they just cling to status, all right? If you lived in LA like I have, in New York City, and spent enough time in these places, in London and Paris, then you understand the status climbing, hypergamous drive of the attractive female. And that's cool. It's not a bad thing. It just is what it is. Right? Just like cats like chasing birds, hot chicks like chasing status. Just what it is what it is. So never fear the drama. All right. Never fear the drama. Yes, people have said some very, you know, nasty things about me, made up lies and slander and stuff like that. But hey, you know, it all these things people say about me, the haters say, are part of a fantasy world for many women. If you know, you know. Okay. So someone like, oh, is that true? That's actually probably a bit of a turn on, right? Subconsciously and consciously and in private, okay? But in public, modern people would say that. But if you know, you know. Anyway. So again, people with more life experience than me have told me some of this stuff, and I was like, fuck, you're right, you know? You're right. At the start, I was like, oh, you can't say that about me, that's not true. And then people said, hey, Harley, like, it doesn't matter, bro. Like, look at the hot chicks coming into your life. Look what's going on. Now you're a porn star. You're 46 and you got, you know, these hot chicks paying you to for them to ride your schlong and suck on it and stuff like that. Like, what are you complaining about, Harley? I'm like, yeah, I can't complain. I can't complain. So where are we going with this? If you're one of these people out there who sat on the fence, go, I'm not sure about Harley, I don't know, you know, I don't know, who doesn't give a fuck, what doesn't matter what you think about me. Just do the protocols. take advice. So take action on the advice I give you. Look what's happened to the people in the last decade who took advice on the weight loss, on the YouTube, on the cycling purchases, or the lifestyle changes, or moving to XYZ. Look at those people. I don't know any of them. Do some deep diving, okay? Do some deep diving, okay? Or just look at Natasha. Look at Natasha. Now, back in when she first came to my place, it was 2016, all right? And there was drama going down. And I remember I got a DM in November 2016. This is just fresh drama. I'm all over the fucking internet. That 2016 was an amazing year for that, and then 2017 as well. So, and then I'm in Sydney for this YouTube function, and I get this Snapchat message, and this chick's like, "Hey, my name's Tasha. I'll see you in Sydney. I'm in Newtown as well. Like, I was in my story. Can we meet up?" I say, "Yeah, no worries. I meet my fans. And it's all good." Especially back then, it was just like, you know, I was just making time for everyone. Now it's just, there's too many people, so I'm a bit more private. But anyway, so I didn't know Natasha from a bar, so I didn't know who she looked like, I didn't know if she was a boy or girl, whatever. Anyway, so I'm just standing there on, was it King Street in Newtown? And I see this girl walking up the street. I was like, damn, she's fucking looking the part, you know? And then as she gets closer, she starts smiling, waving. I'm just thinking, damn, that's Natasha, fucking hell. And then she's like, "Hey, I'm Natasha." And then we chat for ages. And I was like, damn. And so there was an instant, like, situation going on there of mutual vibe, and I was just thinking, what the fuck's going on in my life? What the fuck, you know? And that was primarily because of drama, okay? So Natasha knew all the drama, but she didn't give a fuck because she knew the truth, okay? And then so she rode that Duranada train, pun intended, and look at where she's at now. Right, look how happy she looks, how healthy she is, how fit she is, her lifestyle, mum to six cats. Right, compare that to a girl or boy of same age or whatever back in 2016 who'd be like, "Duranada, he's dangerous, stay away. Compare Natasha's life, Natasha's glow, her aesthetic, her lifestyle, blah, blah, everything. Compare that to the glow, aesthetic, the fitness level, the lifestyle freedom, the cats of what a hater had back in 2016. To compare them, all right? Compare them. Duranada is bad. He's the worst. He's rapist, pedo. He's mafia. Blah 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 blah. To fucking Duranada's legend. Whatever. He's just got the best advice out there. I'm riding that. Let's go. I'm riding Durans of Duranada. You know, like compare those. All right? So this is what you always got to do in life. So that's like making a bicycle purchase. All right, if you buy a bike, can you get parts for it? Where will you be in 10 years' time? Well, I don't care. I just get a new bike every year. And okay, so you just, whatever. You're just one of those people who just fucking consume, and blow heaps of cash and get in debt and got to have the latest and greatest and live from that, you know, that angle. It's not the best quality life, but, you know, you do you, fucking the environment. But let's say you buy a bike that's 20 years old for $500, like a Trek, you know, a Madone SL or whatever, 5200. With 77 or 7800 groups set on there, it's still going to be going another 10 or 20 fucking or 30 years, okay? Unless you're around in the back of a parked car, you got your head down, always have your head up. So where are you going to be in 5 years' time? Where are you going to be in 10 years' time? And there's no guarantees it'll last today, okay? I'm just saying, hypothetically, if we are lucky enough to get another 5 years or 10 years in life, where will you be from taking my advice versus not taking it? That's the question to ask yourself. If you ever in doubt of like, "Oh, I'm not sure about Duranada, maybe he's a narcissist, maybe he's this," but who fucking cares? The focus should be on you, okay? How you're gonna benefit from taking my advice. Oh, that sounds very arrogant. Who cares if it's fucking arrogant? It's true. Where are you gonna be? Think about how much leaner you're gonna be, fitter, more free, financially free, emotionally more free, if you take my advice. Versus going, "No, Duranada is this. No. You lose. I don't lose. Okay? Look at my lifestyle. From 2016, when like a Zeppelin came over my reality, dropped a big hate bomb on me, Harley. You know, look at 2016 lifestyle and look at 2024 lifestyle. All right? I've got more money, more freedom, more fans, more sex, more fitness, more joy, more contribution, more experiences off the fucking charts, okay? And think of the people who stayed on the Drew and Ryder train. Harley's, we're going with this, we're going to just go the direction. And think, to repeat myself, think of the people who said, no, Drew and Ryder's this and that, I'm doing anything that, boom, boom. You know what I mean? My advice is so fucking good, there's even haters who, in private, follow my protocols. They drop their keto diets, they're riding a bike, they've got a vasectomy, they're like doing this and blah, blah, blah. But online, they're doing it as the worst. But then in private, they're doing it. And that makes me fucking feel incredible. And gives me such confidence and conviction that my shit works. When you have people out there who just hate your guts, creating the drama and blah, 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 promotions, campaign marketing. Keep doing that, please. But, you know, these mutual friends, oh, you know, like, you know, what's his name? They really hate you, but they're. Like, don't tell them, but like, look at this fight. Look at their meal just then. Look at the bike they're riding now. Look at where they move now. Look at that. Look at that. I'm just like, damn. Yeah. So, this whole thing with hate and social media, some people suicide over it. Some people end their lives. Some people get their real spite and anger and just want to like burn people's houses down and shit. And it's just, or pay some teenagers to go and, you know, burn someone's house down. It's just, you go on social media. Look at the shit goes on. People go to prison. Just a stupid shit because of haters online, you know, blowing big cash on fucking court suits and shit and all the stress with that and aging yourself in a bad way. Like, just all that, just because, you know what I mean? So my industry of weight loss and helping people, you know, more drama, the better. Because people are like, well, I just want to lose weight, you know? Oh, I don't care. He's lean. He's fucking, oh, look at his chick. Fuck yeah, I want a piece of that. Yeah, what's the deal? You know, it's just how it is. It's like people don't care really about the majority of people don't care if you're giving them you look at Pablo Escobar, you know, destroying people's lives with cocaine in other countries, but they'll bring all that money back into Colombia or wherever and you know, spending it, and people are like, yeah, no worries, mate. So again, not a probably good comparison, but you know, the idea there is that people don't really care if they're going to benefit from something. They don't really give a fuck if it's true or not, the rumors or whatever. So just remember that, okay? Remember that. Because I get people, you know, who have been to prison for things, who actually have been charged for things they did or didn't do, and they're done prison time, and then they come back out of prison, and they join my coaching group, or they ask me for advice, and like, you know, how do I go? And I'm like, man, people don't really care. You know, you made some mistakes, you've paid your time, move on, you know, contribute to society, all good. People, especially in 2024, people on the zero sugar diet, so they're trying to avoid sugar, they're in this cortisol world where they might react to you for a second and then you're like, next problem, you know? So don't worry about it, don't take it personal. Okay, end of the day, haters make you famous. They genuinely are going to do that. Not generally, they genuinely are. The more hate you have, the more fame you have, because haters will promote you and talk about you more than your most dedicated fan ever will. I'm not sure how that works. Maybe, I'm not sure how that works, but it is the reality. So don't be like, oh my God, like, yeah, you can delete hate comments. And that, it's actually a good thing to delete hate comments, because when someone gets their account blocked or deleted, then they go and talk about you on the forums and Reddit, and this, you know, that's better versus just a comment on your channel and doesn't really go anywhere. It's best to delete them, and that triggers the haters. Oh my God, I got deleted, I got blocked. Oh no! And they go to the forums where they can't be deleted. You know, and that's what you want. And then people in the forums are like, hey, who's this guy? Who's this girl? Oh, let me check it out. Oh wow, they're fucking mean. Oh, they're hot. Or they've got that, blah, 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 you know? Oh, their nose, or they've got a big nose, or they look like a baboon's ass, or whatever. Just whatever, it doesn't matter. You've got, if you're in the social media game, views is dollars, okay? Dollars. Okay, and we all need money to live. Bananas ain't cheap, unless they are. You know what I'm saying? So, end of the day, you've got to have this spiritual woo-woo aspect of haters and stuff. And I didn't have this at the start. I had like a desire to have that. I got the tattoo, you know, PMAR, positive mental attitude regardless. You know? And that sort of having that mindset drives you. Go, where's the good in this shit? You know? People are saying, what? Oh my God, this is like so untrue. Where's the good in this? The good isn't it that my job's on social media and drama brings attention, and attention's your main fucking asset, all right? Attention's your number one asset. Thanks, Gary V. Attention is your number one asset in a world where people are just on their phones, just scroll, 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 scroll. If you can stop and get their emotion, You know, like, if someone says something real bad, Duran's a rapist, Duran's a comment, Duran's this, people are like, oh my God, that's like a barb, emotional barb. Duran's a dickhead, people are like, oh, but when someone puts something real nasty to your name, and you're pushing weight loss, and you're pushing OnlyFans, you got all these things that people want to click on and spend money and be a part of, and weight loss and sex and all these things, that's a fucking win, okay? Now, if you're trying to be a professional scientist, or then that's not where it's going to win. That's where drama is going to be bad for you, because your peers are coming to you for, so let's say you're doing some data on some dishwashing liquid. My dishwashing liquid is the best in the business, and then you have some drama attached to that. That's generally not going to be good, because people who are after dishwashing liquid are quite fucking straight and boring and just like ultra NPC of the 10 out of 10 NPC. Just very like, oh, nice. And that's not good for you. So I'd change your career from dishwashing liquid to sex education or weight loss or something where people love a bit of drama and pizzazz and charisma. Anyway, that's the rant. That's the rave. Because I would have these teenagers come up to me, teenage girls and teenage boys, and I'll be like, I remember the first time that happened was like, it was 2012 or 2013, I was riding with my friend Clinton past his private school, private boys school, and these kids shout out, Duran Rider, and I was just like, why am I fucking off? Did someone slip some LSD in my drink? Like, some kids just said Duran Rider? And I said to Clint, did you hear that? He goes, yeah, there's kids at the school bus said Duran Rider. And that was a friend today, Marco. He was a junior rider back then. And then I saw him again at some other point. I said, was that you at Ross Driver that time? Yeah. I said, how did you? He goes, yeah, we all watch your videos, man. All the kids, the cyclists and teenagers, we think you're a funny cunt, blah, blah, blah. And because of the swearing, I got this teenage audience because I was like big brother, etc. Or daddy for some people out there. People would call me daddy. I was like, what the fuck? So I grew into this shit. You know, I didn't know what was going on. So there you go. So that's just the deal. And now it happens every day. Teenagers, you know, girls, guys come up to me. It's just like, you know, it's great that people see me as a role model, as a direction, as a compass, as a lighthouse to don't do that, do this. It makes me feel fucking awesome. That is the best payment, man. You know, it's like money and fame, all those things are fun, but they quickly can get a little bit boring. You know, you look at all the Hollywood crew out there just smashing coke and smashing hookers and smashing themselves and really looking like they're not enjoying life, and they're not, because their face, they just look so unhappy. So eventually the money and fame, that novelty wears off, and if you don't have this sense of contribution, like genuine contribution, like when I hear someone's taking my advice, I go, boom, I know that they're going to fucking win. They're going to feel better. They're going to look better, perform better, have more freedom in their life, more money, etc. I know that. More freedom, the main one. And, you know, freedom in many things. So that makes me feel like a win. You know what I mean? It's like when I cut a string off the bird's feet and they watch them fly away with feet that fully expand. It's like, yes, it's a fucking win. Like when I grab the bird with my little manicure scissors in hand, which I carry in all the time, and I'm cutting the string off. But when I grab that bird, I know this, I feel like God in that this bird is going to be better. You know, when I let this bird go, boom, it's going to have a better quality of life. I'm going to get eaten by a cat in the next 2 minutes or hit by a bus. I'm just saying. And same with people. When I grab someone, you know, mentally, and they're like, I'm going to do this, I know, boom, they're going to have a better quality of life straight away after that. So that's my payment. That's addictive as fuck, man. And I've done cocaine and stuff, and helping people just blows all the drugs out of the water. All the drugs out of the water, all right? Because with drugs, you calm down. And when you're serving people, you don't really calm down. You just go to sleep and then start again the next day. So it's just one big fucking high of getting shit done and, you know, and feeling a sense of contribution and purpose. Like, I wake up, you know, I don't need symptoms to wake up. I just get up and I'm like, there's so many things to do. So many people needing help, animals, the planet. It's just like, where do I start? Where do I start? So that's just the deal there. Bit of a rant. You know, just find what you're passionate about in life and do that. Do that. You never, ever have to worry about money ever again. You never have to worry about being lonely. You never have to worry about, you know, it's all these things. When you are out there to serve and deliver, think of someone like Mother Teresa. you know, people say, oh, it's just ego and it's selfishness. Yeah, it is, man. Like, it feels good to help people. It feels good to say, hey, I did that. That's accomplishment. That's growth. That's significance. That feels good. So, you know, when you go out there doing that, like, and when you go out there not expecting the thank yous, because a lot of people you'll help, they'll stab you in the back. They'll try and, I mean, some of my biggest haters have been people I've helped out the most. And they've just had mental health problems and they just, everything in their life, they just have to fucking sabotage and fuck it up. So I get that now. At the time, I was like, what the fuck? I changed your life. I helped you do this and that. And now you're doing this, you're saying this. What the fuck? But it's just, that's just how it is. You know, like, you pick up a brown snake to throw over the fence and some of them might circle back and bite you on the arm. You're like, dude, I'm just trying to protect you from the freaking eagles, bro. Like, chill out. You're trying to kill me. So that's just how it is. Some people can't see that. They're going to fuck up everything they touch and you're going to get fucked up potentially. So go ahead and defend yourself and carry on and move on and, you know, don't take it personally. Read the book called The Four Agreements. That's a great one. Read the book called The Four Agreements. That's just where it's at, man. So every fucking day I feel like, even just pick up some trash and put it in the recycling bin or whatever, I get a massive sense of contribution and growth. And when you set your life up like that, the only really, really little things make you feel like a fucking winner, then that, my friend, is fucking living. That is fucking living versus existing, right? Where something so simple brings you joy and you're fucking totally sober, that's when you don't need drugs, because your drug is life. And you start to realize that life's so short. Life's too short to be high in anything that life, but life itself. Life is too short to be high on anything but life itself. There's so many good things out there to be grateful for, etc. Get to fix, and it's like, as a man, you just want to fix shit all the time. So if we're fixing animals, people, the planet, the environment, it makes you feel fucking good. So that's why, as much as I love video games, you know, as a teenager, as an adult, I'm just like, that doesn't fit in my lifestyle. So hence I don't play video games anymore. But yeah, all these distractions society puts out there to get you off living your purpose and making, you know, well, they can control what's going on out there. You just sit around playing video games or watching cartoons or weighing yourself and go, oh my God, I've eaten too much today. And you're measuring your calories. Meanwhile, the fucking air pollution's getting bigger, water pollution's getting bigger, soil's getting more lead pumped into it. And you're sitting there on a fucking chronometer. Oh, I'm how many calories do I need a day to lose weight? Just get rid of your fucking car, get a fucking bike, do my protocols, and you'll be fucking lean. No worries, don't have to worry about that. It'll happen, 100%. And that's the rave. Listen to the haters and fail, you know, and understand that a lot of the haters actually, some of them are doing my protocols behind the scenes. It's an interesting world out there. Or join the crew and win, okay? So you got two options there. Win or lose in life. Think about it.